Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Avi Heller, and together we'll be studying the Tractate of Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Today we are actually starting the Masechet. We're beginning with the Mishnah. Today we're just going to cover the Mishnah. It won't take us too long, but it's important to know the Mishnah because the next several pages of Gemara all go back more or less to this Mishnah. We're going to start right at the top of the page at the big word in the box, Megillah. And the first topic that we're discussing is what are the days on which the Megillah will be read? As we'll discuss later, and we know from our own practice, the Megillah is read at night and in the day, but it's usually read on the day of Purim. And the question is, when is the day on which you read it? And as we'll see, depending on where you live, there might be different options. So the Mishnah begins, Megillah Nikrat, the Megillah may be read, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Bet, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalid, Bitet Vav. Each of these is a number, and it refers to the calendar date in the month of Adar in which you can read the Megillah. So it means the Megillah may be read on the 11th day of Adar, on the 12th day of Adar, on the 13th day of Adar, on the 14th day of Adar, and on the 15th day of Adar. Now, as Rashi points out, no one is reading the Megillah on more than one day, but depending on where you live, and depending on when Purim falls out, one of these days will be the proper day for you to read the Megillah. You have five possible options. And the Mishnah continues, Lo Pachot, that's the end of the first line, no less than that, it cannot be earlier than the 11th of Adar, Velo Yoter, and not more than that. It cannot be later than the 15th. Those are the only possible days on which the Megillah can be read. Now, the Mishnah is now going to identify three kinds of dwelling place that will define when you read the Megillah. So the first place, and this is the first two vocabulary words on the attached list, is called a krach. A krach is a city. And it is defined, as the Mishnah is going to explain, by the fact that it has a wall that surrounds it. So everyone lives inside the wall. So we use the plural here. Krachin, cities, hamukafin choma, that are surrounded by a wall. And not just cities that are surrounded by a wall today, but they have to have been surrounded by a wall since the days of antiquity, in the words of the Mishnah, mimot Yoshua bin Nun, since the days of Joshua the son of Nun, in other words, basically since the time of Moses, of Moshe. Those cities, those walled cities, korim betet vav, they almost always, they are designed to read on the 15th of Adar. So, krach, hamukaf, choma, a city surrounded by a wall, is our first kind of habitation. The second and third are mentioned in the next clause of the Mishnah. Kfarim, a kfar, as it is kind of in modern Hebrew as well, is a village. Va'ayarot gedolot, and big villages, usually an ear in modern Hebrew is a city. I don't know that the issue here is how large the city is. The function here is that it is not surrounded by a wall, so people live spread out. So we have villages, kfarim, va'ayarot gedolot, and big cities. Korin b'yodalet, they read on the 14th of Adar. The truth is, this is how we do it in modern practice as well. Almost everywhere in the world reads on the 14th, no matter whether you live in a giant city like Manhattan or a tiny city. Except for in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, which is a city that has been walled since antiquity, is read on the 15th. So you can hear the Megillah outside Yerushalayim on the 14th and then go into Yerushalayim and hear it on the 15th. We do not currently have other places that I'm aware of that read it on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. So that is theoretical discussion. Okay. Ella, however, Hakshakfarim, the villages, Makdimin Liyom Haknisa. The villages do not always read it on the 14th. Sometimes they are Makdim. They read the Megillah earlier. And what they do is they go back to what's called the Yom Haknisa, the day of gathering. As we are familiar, we say a longer Tachanun on Monday and Thursday. Those are the days of the Knisa. They were the days on which people came to market most frequently. And they were also the days on which the Beit Din met. So they were days on which villagers who lived in outlying areas came into the cities. And what we would do is allow the villagers not to interrupt their routine, but to be able to come in and hear the Megillah on a day of Knisa rather than on the actual day. Now, how this works out, the Mishnah is going to go through in fine detail. It's going to give all the cases. It's going to give six cases, and we can follow it through the logic of how we decide when to read the Megillah. And that's what the next part of the mission is going to be. So let's follow it through, and we can number each case. Ketzad, how does this work? Case number one, Chal lihiyot yadalad. If Purim falls, that's what Chal means, it falls on the 14th of Adar, which it always does. But if the 14th of Adar is Basheni, it's on Monday, that's our first case. So if Purim falls out on a Monday, Kfarim v'ayarot gedolot, villages and large towns, Korin bo bayom, they read the Megillah on that day, on the 14th, which is the way it's supposed to be. Umukafot choma, and walled cities, l'machar, they read it on the day after. Machar means tomorrow. So they read it on the 15th. So in this case, everything is easy. We read it on the 14th and the 15th, depending on where you live. Chal lihiyot b'shlishi o b'rvi'i. What if Purim falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday? Now it's in between the market days. The market days are Monday and Thursday, and here it falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday. So, and we started, I'm on the next line, so I'm 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down from the top of the Mishnah. Kfarim, the villages, makdimin liyom haknisa. The villages read it earlier on the day of knisa, the day of gathering. That day of gathering is Monday. So if it falls out on Tuesday, then they push it back one day and they read it on the 13th of Adar. If Purim, which is the 14th, falls out on Wednesday, they have to push it back 2 days and they read it on the 12th of Adar. Okay? Va'ayarot gedolot, large towns, korim bo bayom, they read it on the 14th because that's what they're supposed to do. Umukafot choma lemachar, and the walled cities, they read it on the following day, which is the 15th. So in this case, each of our categories of places where you could live read on different places. The villages are going to either read it on the 12th or the 13th, depending if it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday. The larger towns will read it on the 14th, and the walled towns will read it on the 15th. Okay, so we've dealt with all of the possibilities now, except for the 11th, which we won't deal with yet until the end of the Mishnah. But now we're up to case three. So far we've dealt with Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Case three in the Mishnah, Chol lihiyot b'chamishi, if Purim falls out on Thursday, Kfarim v'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, the villages and the larger towns will read it on Thursday, on the 14th. Umukafot choma l'machar, and the walled cities will read it on the next day, on Friday. This is, in a way, kind of obvious, and perhaps the Mishnah is only mentioning it to make it a comprehensive listing of all the cases. Case 4. Chal lihiyot erev Shabbat. What if Purim falls out on Friday? That abbreviation, Ayin Shin, is Erev Shabbat. So Purim falls out on Friday. So Friday is the 14th. Kfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. The villages go back to the earliest market day, which is Thursday. So they're going to read it on the 13th. Va'ayarot gedolot, and the larger towns, umukafot choma korim bo bayom, and the walled cities will read it on Friday. This is unusual. What we see here is that the walled cities, who should read it on the 15th, but the 15th is Shabbat. So in this case, we do not allow the walled cities to read the Megillah on Shabbat. In general, we have a prohibition about reading the Megillah on Shabbat because the rabbis were afraid that in areas where there was no Eruv, people would carry their Megillahs and come to sin. So we do not read the Megillah on Shabbat. So the walled cities have to move it earlier to Friday. And so in this case, the fourth case that we're dealing with, we have the first situation where walled and unwalled cities both read it on the same day, which is Friday the 14th. Okay, next case, the fifth case of our Mishnah. Chal lihiyot b'Shabbat. What if Purim falls out on Shabbat itself? Now we know that we can't read the Megillah on Shabbat, so we're going to have to go earlier. Kfarim v'ayarot gedolot makdimim v'korim liyom haknisa. The villages and the large towns are going to make it earlier, and they will read the Megillah on Thursday. So they're going to push it back to the 12th. Umukafot choma lemachar. The walled cities will read it on Sunday. No problem. Sunday's the 15th. That's when they're supposed to read it. Okay, so that's no problem. Final case, last case, sixth case of our Mishnah. Chol lihiyot achar ha-Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Sunday, so the 14th of Adar, it falls out on a Sunday. Kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. The villages have to go back to the previous market day when the Beit Din meets. So they're going to have to go back 3 days, Shabbat, Friday, Thursday. So this is the final case of the Mishnah. They're going to actually read the Megillah on the 11th of Adar, which is the earliest possible, since you'll never have more than 3 days in between Yemei HaKnisa. The unwalled cities or larger towns will read it on the day, on Sunday, which is when Purim falls out. And the walled cities will read it on the next day, on Monday, which is the 15th of Adar. So we've covered all the cases, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. We did all of them in the Megillah, very, very comprehensive set of cases. Let's just do the first couple lines of the Gemara, so we don't just do the Mishnah today, and then we'll stop for the day. So the Gemara begins, and you'll notice in the middle of the column there, it has two bolded letters, Gimel Mem, you know, with a slash. So that means the Gemara. Everything up until now has been the Mishnah, and only now are we actually starting Gemara. Okay, and the Gemara begins by quoting three words from the Mishnah, Megillah Nikrait B'Yod Aleph, that the Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar. And the Gemara begins by asking a sharp question right off the bat. Minalan. Now, minalan is the first vocabulary word that I put in section 2 of the vocabulary, which is Gemara words and phrases, which you will come across quite frequently. And this is a frequent question the Gemara asks. Minalan, what is your source? Now, the source here always means a scriptural source, meaning I would like to have a pasuk. That's what I want. And usually you would get a pasuk, but the Gemara doesn't like the question, so it comes back and argues, minalan, what do you mean what the source is? It's not a source. Kidabainan lememar lekaman. It is, as we are going to say a little bit forward, lekaman is number 3 on the vocabulary list, as we will learn later in the tractate. Chachamim hikilu al hakfarim. The sages were mekil, they were lenient on the villages. Liot makdimin liom haknisa, for them to read earlier than the 14th of Adar on the market day, on the Yom HaKnisa. Kidei sheyispiku maim umazon la'achehem shebakrachim, so that they could provide water and food to their brothers, a fellow Jews, who were in the cities. And they were, of course, celebrating Purim. They were doing Mishloach Manot, and they were eating their Seuda. And so since they were not, these people in the Kfarim were not responsible to both hear Megillah and do Mishloach Manot and Matanot Levyonim and Seuda on those days, they were able to provide for their brothers on those days and celebrate on another day. So that's how we know the source is that the rabbis made a special leniency, a special decree to be lenient on the villagers that they could read the Megillah on an earlier day. Anan hachi kamrinan. So this is how we say it. Mechdi, but the Gemara is not satisfied. Let's see. Mikdi means, let's consider this for a second. Kulhu Anshe Knesset Hagdola Tikninhu. Kulhu is one of the vocabulary words. It's number 4. It means all of them, meaning the whole institution of reading the Megillah is a rabbinic institution. Anshe Knesset Hagdola, that big abbreviation at the end of the line, which is the 4th line of the Gemara, Kaf Nun He Gimel, is Knesset Hagdola, the men of the Great Assembly, Tikninhu. They established all of the decrees of reading the Megillah. The isal kadatach, that if you were to think, and I did not make this a vocabulary word, but maybe in the future we will. The e, if, then there's an abbreviation, samach dalad, sulka datach, you were to think, anche knesset hagdola, the men of the great assembly, yud dalad vitetvav tikon, that they established the reading of the Megillah only on the 14th and the 15th. And if you read the Megillah, you'll see it only talks about the 14th and the 15th as days of Purim. Atu Rabbanan, the Akre Takanta, the rabbis would come and they would uproot Takanta, the decree, the Takinu Anshe Knesset Hagdola, ? Exclamation point. Are you telling me that the rabbis at the time of the Megillah, the men of the great assembly, of whom Mordechai was one of them, they established that you have to read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, and later rabbis are going to come and uproot that and say, oh no, we're going to allow you also read on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. What he basically thinks about this is that's a terrible chutzpah. No rabbis would be so chutzpahdik to come back and reverse or change the decree of the men of the great assembly. I'm on the next line, the Hatanan, which is vocabulary word number 5. Didn't we learn in a Mishnah? We have a source. Ein Beitin, that abbreviation, Bet Dalid, stands for Beitin. A court of law, a Beitin, cannot, Yacholavatel Divrei Beitin Chavero, cannot nullify the words of its counterpart court. Ella im kain, that's the abbreviation Aleph Aleph Kaf. Ella im kain, unless, that's what it means. Gadol mimenu, unless the Beitin that wants to make changes is greater than the first Beitin, bechachma uveminyan, in its wisdom and in its number. Now this is a whole sugya that we could get into, is exactly how does this work, when are later rabbis allowed to overturn earlier rabbis, when are later courts allowed to overturn earlier courts, how exactly do you define if a later court is greater in wisdom or in number? Number seems easier if it's a bigger Beitin. But in wisdom, how do you exactly figure it out? But the assumption in our Gemara here is that these later rabbis, whoever they are definitely not as wise or as numerous as the many, many members of the Men of the Great Assembly. So if the Men of the Great Assembly established the reading of the Megillah only on the 14th and 15th of Adar, how would a later group of rabbis have the chutzpah or the authority to make a leniency that the people in the villages could read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th? That is the question that we have in front of us. So right now we don't understand if the original decree of reading the Megillah was only the 14th and the 15th, where would 11, 12, and 13 have come from? So the Gemara is now going to answer. Ella pshita, rather, Ella is rather, pshita, it's simple. I mean, when the Gemara thinks things are simple, they're not always simple to us, but here they think it's pretty simple. Kulhu anshe kneset hagdola takinu. The entire decree of reading the Megillah came from the men of the Great Assembly, and period. Okay, so basically what they're saying is the original decree of the men of the Great Assembly was that everybody should read on the 14th and the 15th, except for the villagers who could go back to the most recent Yom HaKnisah on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. So there was never any change. It's not like some later rabbis came and changed the original decree. The decree of the rabbis from the very beginning was that you could read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. Now, we're not done with this topic, because we have problems that we need to deal with here. First of all, if it's true that the original decree included 11, 12, and 13, where is that found in the Megillah? And is it really true that everyone agrees that the original decree allowed us to read on all of these days? So we're going to pursue that a little later, but for now, we've done the entire Mishnah and the beginning of the Gemara. In our next installment, we will continue to do the rest of Daf Bet Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.